Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This morning, Israel's major cities are waking up to a mild start. Tel Aviv is experiencing clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a light breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, promising a pleasant day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that the U.S. launched another wave of strikes in Iran. CENTCOM says the target was Iran's capability to attack commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Also, the Times of Israel noted that the IDF hit a weapons site in Gaza earlier today. Six people reportedly died, including two Hamas members. The IDF says it wasn't aware of a 9-year-old girl's death. Also this hour, the Australian Jewish News reports that a Jewish family's home in Adelaide was targeted earlier today. The Jewish Community Council of South Australia condemned the act as shocking. Separately, JNS covers the 50th anniversary of the Entebbe rescue mission. Celebrations took place in Jerusalem, emphasizing Israel's commitment to bring every hostage home. And finally, I24NEWS_EN highlights that Israel's president, prime minister, and chief of staff all attended the state ceremony honoring Operation Yonatan. Reaction has been swift on social media. U.S. Central Command, in a recent post, confirmed the strikes targeting Iranian capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz. Eyal Yacobi, an analyst, posted just minutes ago that the Islamic Republic is currently attacking Jordan. Bassem Aid, a regional commentator, wrote earlier today that Iran resumed aggression in the Strait of Hormuz. He notes increased tension with the U.S. and mentions no attacks on Israel currently. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. strikes in Iran, reported by Israel Hayom. CENTCOM's actions aim to protect commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This strategic area is crucial for global oil transport, and tensions could impact international trade. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage of the IDF strike in Gaza, the operation targeted an arms factory and resulted in multiple casualties. Military sources emphasize the focus was on operatives inside, although the situation remains tense in the region. Meanwhile, the Adelaide Jewish family's home attack, as covered by the Australian Jewish News, has sparked outrage. Local authorities are investigating, and community leaders call for increased security measures to protect Jewish residents. In Jerusalem, the Entebbe raid anniversary commemorations highlighted Israel's ongoing commitment to hostage rescue. The event, mentioned by JNS, underscores the nation's readiness to respond to future threats involving its citizens abroad. Finally, this morning's coverage by I24NEWS_EN of the Entebbe ceremony emphasizes its historical importance. The legacy of Operation Yonatan continues to inspire Israel's defense strategies. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Vast Data is transforming a secondary deal into a scholarship fund. This initiative will support AI and computer science students at Tel Aviv University, fostering innovation in the tech sector. Separately, Walla Business highlights a shift in Israel's labor market. Thai workers are replacing Israeli employees in supermarkets. This change raises concerns about job security and fair wages for local workers. And finally, from Globes, Asaf Rapaport has purchased an Israeli social media group. This move marks a significant expansion in his digital media influence, particularly across Instagram and TikTok. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.